This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The lockdown at the Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center has again been extended due to two more positive COVID-19 cases associated with the center. The soonest restrictions could be lifted would be the 19th. The facility has been in its latest stretch of visitation lockdowns since May 25th, but it has had on-again, off-again restrictions since reopening its doors this spring. A man awaiting sentencing on interference is now also facing aggravated assault and battery charges after punching a fellow inmate, causing a bleed to the man's brain. Trevor William Brinkerhoff had just made a plea deal with prosecutors on the earlier charges in which he was accused of trying to blind a deputy with a bright light during a late-night high-speed chase. Prosecutors also decided to add a habitual offender charge to those already existing against Brinkerhoff. Brinkerhoff is scheduled to be sentenced August 9th. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Downtown Gillette was filled with life and joy Sunday morning as the community gathered to celebrate the 4th of July. Thousands of residents filled the streets for the parade and then moved to Bicentennial Park for other festivities and the annual hot dog feed. Although there was no fireworks show this year due to the burn ban and high fire danger, there was plenty of entertainment for kids and adults alike. Two Gillette City employees have been awarded the League of Women Voters 2021 Making Democracy Work Award. For more than 10 years, Gino Palazzari and Jeremy Harder have used their positions with Gillette Public Access Television to produce and air Gillette and Campbell County League of Women Voters candidate forums. The award is given by the Wyoming League of Women Voters for promoting and educating citizens on governmental issues, a core value of the organization. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.